In Orleans Parish, 77% of all public school students attend charter schools, the highest percentage in the nation. While a small number of students attend charters overseen by the Orleans Parish School Board or go to others that are independent, the majority of Orleans Parish K-12 children attend schools under the umbrella of the Recovery School District, the RSD.
The RSD is quite simply the state of Louisiana's education turnaround system. So basically, our goal is to turn around the lowest performing schools in the state. Will we be around forever? Our goal is to not be around forever. We would hope that we turn around schools, that they're self-sustainable, and that they will go back to local control.
That's New Orleans native Patrick Dobard, RSD's newly appointed superintendent. A former teacher with classroom experience in urban and rural schools, he also has experience with high school alternative education. Mr. Dobard has spent the past 12 years of his two-decade career working on education policy, most of that time with the State Department of Education.
I foresee a day in the future where we'll have just one governance in New Orleans, and I believe that should be decided by the people of New Orleans as well. Simply, our goals within the RSD is to just put students on a path to where they're both college and career ready. And so we're looking in the RSD to make sure that we have excellent schools, so schools that are high performing academically. We're making certain that we have equity within schools, that all of our students are served, particularly our hardest to need served. And we have a focus on community, making certain that we're doing those things that are with community and not to community, and make certain that we're serving our children.
For many, this organization, with its 55 charter schools, is the shining hope for Orleans Parish children and their families. But some are beginning to express concern about how this new system is evolving. One is Dr. Barbara Ferguson, former principal of Warren Easton High School, an attorney, a one-time acting superintendent of the Orleans Parish School Board, and now board chair of the nonprofit Research on Reforms.
I am a true believer that the teachers, the principal, the parents, the community around that neighborhood, they know what to do. If given their resources, which are abundant under Title I for disadvantaged children, of which New Orleans has the most disadvantaged children in the state, if given that money, they would know what to do. I've seen it work. But the tragedy is that while the charter movement started as a movement for teachers, principals, and so forth, people closest to the children and youth, to develop innovative ways to teach the difficult to teach so the school wouldn't be failing. They're not figuring out how to teach the difficult to teach. They're expelling the difficult to teach.
Deborah Vaughn, Assistant Director of Research at the Cowan Institute for Public Education Initiatives, another organization advocating for education reform, feels a lack of data makes it difficult to fully explore this issue.
So I think that what we believe is that it's important that we do have an agency that is collecting consistent, meaningful data about schools and student outcomes. There isn't that body right now.
Dr. Calvin Mackey is another product of Orleans Parish Public Schools who went on to earn a doctorate in engineering and became a professor at Tulane University. Since his own earliest days in college, he has mentored young black men in the city's school system.
I focus all my energy on two grades, and I tell schools, you know, I go where you want me, but if I had my brothers and what I've seen across this country, it's pretty much sixth grade and ninth grade, especially ninth grade. Ninth grade is that funny grade where, you know, am I a teenager? Am I still this little cute little kid? And they just can't find their bearing. So if we could grab them in ninth grade, if we could capture them in ninth grade, we can not only transform them, but we could transform the entire culture of a school. You know, we catch them first in a sixth and definitely got to catch them in a ninth. If you don't catch them in a ninth, you're pretty much going to lose them. So a lot of young men that I've dealt with, their goal is to get suspended, to get expelled. They want out. I mean, if you're going to treat me as such while I'm here, if you're going to talk down to me, if I'm a problem, no one wants to be where they are considered a problem. So a lot of times the young men say, look, doc, man, look, they didn't want me here and I didn't want to be here. Well, in this country, no matter whether you're charter or whether you're public, whether you're private, the biggest challenge that they're dealing with is educating black and brown boys, Latinos and black males. So the fact that those are the kids that are no longer showing up, and when you do look at the numbers, and I have looked at the numbers, their numbers usually dwindle right before testing period. their numbers dwindled right after they get the MFP number for the amount of money that's going to transfer to the state. So it's almost like a system to make the schools look good, but at the same time get the money they need to operate the school. And our kids are left out on the street. And I don't have any scientific evidence, but there's no doubt in my mind when you look at the crime in New Orleans and look at who's committing that crime, and they're 15, 16, 17 years old, and you do a correlation between the dropout rate, the kickout rate, or the opt-out rate, there got to be a direct correlation to our kids not being in school and the increase in crime in the city of New Orleans when crime is going down all over this country.
So how does RSD Superintendent Patrick Dobard plan to deal with suspension and expulsion issues in a city where the many charter schools have just as many individual approaches to the issue?
What we're promoting within the RSD in our direct run schools, and we suggest to charters, is we promote more in-school suspensions. We just firmly believe that children should be in a school setting learning. So we're literally in discussions right now with the charter management organization leaders as well as the individual charters on how to go about a uniform, more uniform policy regarding expulsions. So it's particularly in our direct run schools. So as we're transforming schools every year, I'm making it just unequivocally clear that on the discipline issue, where we need to be as the RSD. And so, again, encouraging more work within the schools and keeping the kids in schools and out of the street. So as soon as the start of the school year, we expect to have that change.
For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.